like your life is kind of falling apart and everything is just kind of unraveling and coming frazzled and fragmented, God wants to help you today. And the verse that God dropped in my heart for you is Colossians 1:17. And it says this, He is before, Jesus is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. I love this verse. I love it because it's like Jesus is the glue. Jesus keeps us from falling apart and becoming unraveled and frazzled so that we're just kind of a train wreck. You're struggling with that right now. You feel super unraveled, or you know somebody that feels like they're just coming apart at the seams. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And when we pray for you, we'll pray the Word of God. But Mom, one of the cool things is we have boatloads of testimonies of people who have done just that. They hop on the phone, they get on the website, leave a prayer request, and then we have testimonies. So share some of that.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, we have a testimony here of a family that evidently was very dysfunctional. And they called in for prayer, and God is working in this family, putting things in right places. So, you know, folks, don't just sit there and think, well, what am I going to do? Sit there and call us, or get on your phone, your small phone, and call us and let us pray with you. And I want to say this. I am so encouraged with our partners. I'm telling you, partners make us possible for us to take the gospel to the whole world. Do you realize the gospel is for the whole world? John 3:16, He so loved the world. And today, you're going to see how much He loves you because He has special plans for us to walk in health as our soul prospers. That's His will. But we're going to give you the how-to, and you're going to receive it. You're not going to just say, oh, that's for somebody else. You're going to see how to get free of physical weight and spiritual weights.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. We are really thrilled to be talking with you today about your total health, prospering in your body, soul, and spirit. And we have, Mom, I really like what we're doing today because we're talking about winning over the weights of life.
Right.
And you might be watching right now and you feel weighed down by life. You might be weighed down by some discouraging news. You might be weighed down, literally, you're overweight. Maybe you're even in kind of the obese category, and you might be weighed down. We want to pray for you, so hop on the phone, get on the website. We like to pray for you, and when you do that, of course, we'd love to help you get these resources. Winning over weight, really good news. And I like this because it's a little booklet, so it's easy, quick to read, and very, very powerful, insightful, but also speak the word to your body. Really helpful resources, tools to have you win and have success over the weights of life. Mom, what would you say as it relates to, what do you think are some of the common weights that people struggle with in life today?
In their spirit and their soul areas.
Common, yeah.
And it affects your body. Yeah. Well, I think depression is one of them. I think people have a lot of pressure on their lives, and a lot of times they internalize that and they get depressed. I think, of course, relationships, you know, people get into unforgiveness and, you know, strife, confusion, depression. That can be a real serious weight in your mind, your emotions. And then I think just the cares of life. I mean, and if you're watching the news, you know, it's not very good news. And those kind of things can just weigh you down. You start the day with the news and it's not good news, it's bad news, and it weighs you down. You look at everything through that negativity. So I think, you know, this thing of weights in our spirit and soul is very important because it affects the body.
And I think weights in our spirit, our soul, a lot of times come from our focus.
Exactly.
If, like you just said, if you watch the news, then that's the focus. And so then that becomes the filter in the grid. Everything becomes negative. The other thing I found for weights, sometimes we get a bad report.
Right.
From maybe it's your kids at your school. Maybe it's a bad report from a job. Maybe the job is having, you know, cutbacks and way, you know, putting off people and all that. Maybe you've been struggling and got a bad report from a job. Another weight, I think, is a bad medical report. When you're like, oh, or the doctor calls and says, hey, you know, this was a little bit of an anomaly on a recent test diagnostic that we did, and we're a little concerned. We want you to come back. That can be a weight, too, because you think, oh, it's bad news, and fear.
Fear and anxiety, big deal.
Huge. Yeah. And if that describes you, I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that these weights, that God would bring life and light into your heart so that you're not weighed down by these cares and these worries. So important, Mom.
Well, I remember one time when Wally, your father, was going overseas to Israel, and you were just very small, and the enemy began to talk to my mind that he's going to die. He will never come back. And I mean, it was so real to me that I called a friend and said, please pray for me, you know, and I told her the fear, and she did, and, you know, I got better, and of course, he came home. So that's why we ask you to call us, because we'd like to pray with you. Maybe there are some fears that are just dominating your life. You're always afraid of this, always afraid of maybe someone breaking through, or afraid your marriage will break apart, or afraid that you're going to die of cancer. Those are heavy weights. But I'm telling you something I do every morning, and I want to encourage you to do this. Now, you'll say, oh, it's so silly and so frothy. Too late to tell me that it works. So when I wake up, before weights can hit my spirit or my mind, my emotions, I say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn. And you say, well, that's so arrogant. No, it isn't. Over 42 times in my Bible, New Testament, he calls me beloved. So I start with what God says I am for my spirit and my soul, and it definitely has an effect over my body. Now, Sarah, I do something else at night because I don't want to have crazy dreams. I can have the most stupid dreams, and maybe you don't, or maybe you have spiritual dreams. Rarely do I have a spiritual dream. I just have confused dreams. So I say, good night, Father. Good night, Jesus. Good night, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn, and I thank you for sweet sleep. Now, Sarah, I want to encourage people about this again, because speaking to your body, your spirit, your soul, your mind and emotions, this is very important, because otherwise they just pick up any old thing, and then you're weighed down with it. Don't let yourself be weighed down. You know, speak the word to your body. And of course, winning over weight, you say, well, that's just physical weight. But physical weight affects your spirit and your soul. So these are very important, you know, for you to have. So Sarah, talk to me about weights being heavy on your spirit and your soul.
Yeah, in Psalms 55, 11, I think that's the right reference. It says, cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. And I know that anxiety is absolutely anxiety, worry, and stress. How many times do we hear about that on the web, on news, you know, we have this tension, hypertension disorder, and all kinds of anxiety and worry. And what the devil wants to do, and we know this from John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. But one of the ways the enemy gets in is through worry, through anxiety, through fear and stress. What happens is if we start to entertain those things, Mom told a story about my dad when I was little going to Israel. We start to entertain that stuff. We start to entertain the anxiety, the worry. Well, what happens if, or what if this goes on, or this happened in the past, and then we carry that and it becomes a weight. It becomes a burden. It becomes something that we're not meant to carry. Jesus says that, take my yoke. It's easy. I'll give you rest for your soul. And so you might be carrying some weights, some cares, some concerns, some anxieties that don't belong to you. And really, He doesn't call us to walk in that anxiety and the pressure, and that weighs you down. And what happens is when you get weighed down like that, then it's hard for you to lift up your head and see your redemption. And Psalms talks about that. Lift up your head, open your eyes, get your head above the water and see God is a good God. God has good things for you. God has hope and a future, prosper you, give you great things. But when we're weighed down and we're so stressed and we're so in fear and anxiety and all these burdens, it's hard to look up. And so I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would help you to cast your cares on the Lord because He cares for you. He didn't design you to carry this stuff. He didn't design you to carry the anxiety. He didn't design you to carry the pressure and the stress. Well, I got to make this happen. I got to make this change. We got to do this. Hop on the phone. We want to pray for you and see God really set you free from those burdens and also to help you live a life of freedom. So you're not perpetually weighed down. You don't go back to it, but you live in freedom. And of course, grab these resources, Winning Overweight, Speak the Word to Your Body. And you know, this is a great resource as well. Winning Over the Weights of Life. This is a couple of DVD teachings that we have for you over the weights of life. The weights of life. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, it can be financial weights. They can be physical weights. It can be, you know, like literally you're overweight. I talked about it earlier. You might be obese. Winning over the weights. Instead of letting those weights pull you down and sink you and kind of just completely suffocate you, drown you in it, God wants to give you victory and lift you up and give you tremendous life and vitality, not just for you, but also for the people around you. Because, Mom, what I've found is when God does something in me, it can be contagious and rub off on other people, on my family, my kids, my friends, all these things. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would give you victory over these weights, that you're not going to be the victim, but you're going to be the victor. When you think about various biblical people, there are lots of examples. Esther goes in, she's called before to be the queen because the other chick kind of lost the plot. She's the queen, and yet she has this tremendous assignment. And Mordecai says to her, for such a time as this, and it could be a heavy weight on her. And yet she decided to pursue and go after God so that assignment, that destiny, didn't overwhelm her and just weigh her down, but she kept her eyes and her focus on God. And some of you watching right now, that's part of your struggle. You know you have this divine destiny, but it feels heavy on you. And God wants to say to you, it's not meant to be heavy. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that destiny God has for you is light, easy, and life-giving.
God has a word for your body, soul, and spirit. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you two of Marilyn's life-changing booklets, Winning Over Weight and Speak the Word to Your Body. God has given you everything you need to win the battle of the bulge, and you can supernaturally safeguard your health and promote healing when you speak forth the Word of God over your body. For your gift of $49 or more, we'll send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Handbook. Through this book, you will learn how to handle overeating, how to shed the habits that weigh you down, how to make a change for the better, and much more. And to complete this great resource, we will include Marilyn and Sarah's DVD teaching, Winning Over Weight. This six-part DVD series reveals God's practical plan for losing all the weights of life and gaining a healthier body, soul, and spirit. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you. Sometimes we look at our life, Sarah, and we see so many weights, and we think, well, can I get through that? This is such a mess. But I have found in the three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, mustard seed faith. Now, if I had a mustard seed here today, it's just a little tiny seed. But it says if you just have a little tiny bit of faith, you can cast out demons. Yeah. You say, well, I just feel like there's all kinds of demons oppressing me. Well, mustard seed faith, speaking to the mountain, can set you free. Jesus told them, you could cast these demons out with just mustard seed faith. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. Don't let the devil just oppress you. Hey, speak to the devil in the name of Jesus and say, get out and leave me alone. I don't belong to you. I belong to him. And then I looked at something else with mustard seed faith. You know, maybe there's something you really need in your life and you think, I just don't have a happy disposition. I just don't wake up with positive attitudes. But the Bible says you can speak to the mountain and that it will move. And why would I speak to that mountain? Because I want to get what's on the other side of it. So look at these things of mustard seed faith. They give you what's on the other side of the mountain. You know, they set you free from any kind of demonic influences. But sometimes, folks, I think we just get heavy in our spirits and we don't feed our faith. And so, you know, you're not speaking to it. You're not using. You say, well, I don't know the Bible that well. Well, how much do you know? Do you know the name of Jesus? Can you just say that name? And that name works. And I think unforgiveness, you know, is a big deal. And it says mustard seed faith. Hey, mustard seed faith, just a little tiny bit of faith, and you can forgive people. And I had an uncle who sexually abused me, and I thought there was something wrong with me. And so I was very depressed. I was 11 years old, and I wanted to take my life. And then I began to see I didn't have to be weighed down with all that ugliness. I could be free. And so I took hold of the word, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. I put a little faith that I had in what God said, and I got free. And I was able to help other people. And Sarah, even physically, I think when you feel so down, if you'll call somebody, you can feel mentally down, emotionally down, physically down. Call somebody who's sick. And one time when I was going through just a real harsh time with my own being weighed down with everything, so many problems, and I said to the Lord, what do you want me to do? I just feel so weighed down. He said, I want you to call six sick people, depressed people, and I want you to pray for them. Well, I said, Lord, I'm more depressed than they are. What do you mean? And I did it. And you know what happened to me? I got free. Because there's something about encouraging somebody else that it flows back to you. There's something about speaking a promise to someone else, because the enemy will say, well, you can't even get free. Who are you to speak to someone else? But in giving to others, something comes on you. And I could pray for six sick people and think, I'm not sick. I'm fine. You know, this is healthy. So we're looking at how giving in those kinds of areas can make wholeness. And Jesus, I like this, when he spoke to the man at the pool of Bethesda, he said, do you want to be whole? W-H-O-L-E. And the man said, yes. Well, he's been physically sick for 38 years. And so Jesus just told him, you know, arise, take up your bed and walk. And I love this about the man. He did it. But I know his spirit was good, because when Jesus goes looking for him, he's in the synagogue. And so now I'm going to really nag you. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I promise I'm not going to get mad at you. You're too old for me to get mad at. But let me tell you, you need to go to church. You need to read your Bible. Because, folks, the fellowship of other believers is very important. If you're not a pastor, don't give me a lot of flake. You need one. You know, if you don't feed yourself, you know, folks, and I need food from others too. It's important that we do everything to feed our spirit, our soul, and our body. And we're especially talking about your spirit and your soul. What is this? This is your mind and your emotions. So what do I want my mind to meditate on? I want it to meditate on God's Word. Why? Because it's spirit and life. And I have found living in faith, walking in faith for, I don't know, 60 years, I have to feed myself the right things to wake up in the morning and say, okay, this is the best day of my life. Okay, God is going to do powerful things. Because if I don't, then I look at the news, I hear bad things, somebody comes to me and dumps their big problem on me and I don't have a big answer, and it can weigh me down. So feeding your spirit. The best faith food is your Bible. Feeding your soul and your emotions. You know, feeding on the Word and feeding with other Christians. How many times have I had a Christian, I didn't even know that they would think of anything about me, and they're giving me a word. How did I know when I went to church, the very thing that was preached, they didn't know my problem, and I got it. How did I know I needed the worship and I needed a fellowship of a family? So you're not mad at me, are you? You say, no, these are just very healthy things. And of course, you know, Sarah, winning overweight, speaking to various things in your body, this is very important. And then speaking the word to your body. I can't say enough about speaking promises. You say, well, I believe that's flaky. Too late to tell me that. Too late. The first year of my marriage, I heard faith teaching. I heard Kenneth Hagin. I thought if it'll work that way for him, it'll work that way for me. And I'm going to tell you, the word that has worked for me, it also will work for you. I want to talk about grief for a moment. You can just get bogged down with grief. You know, your husband, your wife left you, your children are a mess, somebody died, and where is God? You know, you feel like God betrayed you. Folks, it's very important for you to know the Word. It said He carried your griefs and your sorrows. Grief and sorrow can break your spirit. Grief and sorrow can break your mind and your emotions because you feed on it. That is so dangerous. But I found out I'm not supposed to carry those things. They're too heavy for me to carry. So Jesus not only took my sins, my trespasses, my iniquities, oh, He carried my grief. So I want to just share with you, when my husband died, I had a long, long marriage. And the morning after he died, I awakened singing in the Spirit. And I said, God, why am I singing? He said, because I danced over you in the night. And yes, I missed him. Yes, it's been over 5 years. Yes, I miss him now. But folks, I'm not carrying grief and sorrow. That will break you, your mind. It will break your emotions. It has an effect on your spirit. And you'll say, oh, I let Jesus take my sins. Yeah, but did you let Him take your sorrows? Did you? Would you let Him do something so special for you today? And of course, you can call us. We'd love to pray with you. Love to. We don't counsel, but we love to pray. And I know believers prayed for me in this time. Thank God for them. And don't forget, God, Jesus, wants you whole. Spirit, soul, and body. Think about the leper who came back to thank Jesus, and it said he was made whole. Being depressed, oh, talking about your problem, why don't you start giving thanks to Jesus? I have found just thanking Him for simple things. Oh, this morning I woke up. This morning I got to have a cup of coffee with real cream. Oh, all these things are so wonderful. And of course, you say, how do you do that? Well, speak the word to your body. Call us. How do you win overweight? I can tell you, this booklet is so popular, you need to have it. And know that Jesus loves you. He loves you just like you are and has wonderful things for you and wants you whole.
God has a word for your body, soul, and spirit. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you two of Marilyn's life-changing booklets, Winning Over Weight and Speak the Word to Your Body. God has given you everything you need to win the battle of the bulge, and you can supernaturally safeguard your health and promote healing when you speak forth the Word of God over your body. For your gift of $49 or more, we'll send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Handbook. Through this book, you will learn how to handle overeating, how to shed the habits that weigh you down, how to make a change for the better, and much more. And to complete this great resource, we will include Marilyn and Sarah's DVD teaching, Winning Over Weight. This six-part DVD series reveals God's practical plan for losing all the weights of life and gaining a healthier body, soul, and spirit. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource.
You found out your spirit, soul, and body are very important to God. That is a divine plan and a divine destiny for you. How important you are to God. So, Sarah, we're going to pray for everyone watching, right?
Yeah, it's good. And of course, as you're watching today, we want you to obviously get the resources that we have for you, your Total Health Handbook, Winning Over Weight, the booklet, Speak the Word to Your Body booklet, and as well the DVDs that we have. So make sure you hop on the phone, get on the website. Love to get these resources for you. But also I want to pray for you. So Father, I lift up each person watching right now. And each of us, we have various weights, various concerns we have. We have physical weight. We have emotional struggles, all these areas. And I know, Father, that you've designed us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, based on Jude 20. So I thank you, Father, for each person watching. You would help us to have victory over weight, that we would have supernatural energy, we would have wisdom, self-control, discipline, and even awareness of those triggers that cause us to do bad things, that cause us to overeat, have problems with our finances, have us struggles in all these different areas. You give us wisdom on these. So thank you, God, for helping us on this today and giving us victory over weights in Jesus' name. Amen. And, you know, as we finish today, I just encourage you, God wants to really give you hope, prosperity, and a future. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God knows the plans He has for you, plans to give you hope and a future. So know that in your heart, God has good things for you.